Chapter 3.
Listen, listen, I would take a whisper if that's all you had to give. But it isn't, is it? You could come and save me and try to chase it crazy right out of my head.
Yoda called Mace to his quarters after the council let out. The green troll stared him down over the tea that tasted like dirt and dying things, and said, ominously, "Learn from you, the child may. Learn from him, you must." Mace left Yoda's quarters with a desperate need for a spar. Plo obliged him. The Keldor clearly had his own issues to work through. When they were both exhausted and lightly singed, Plo stopped him with a clawed hand on his shoulder. "A moment, my friend." Mace gritted his teeth. "Of course." Plo tilted his head. Reading his expression was difficult with the mask and goggles, but Mace had learned to look for the cues in his posture. Plo was serious about whatever he had to say. "I would take him as my own Padawan if I could." Mace raised an eyebrow. "Master Kuro has hurt that child deeply, my friend, and it would be my honor to help him heal from it." Mace sighed. "Then why not?" The Keldor also sighed. "Unfortunate though it is, I would only exacerbate his anxieties. The child is clearly on edge, and my mannerisms are hard to read without long exposure. I could not bear making the transition to temple life more difficult for him." "I fail to see why I am the preferred option," Mace said. "There are other masters." Plo gazed at him steadily. "I also will not take him, my friend, because the Force guides me not to. What does it guide you to do?" Mace meditated on it and found he did not like the answer. Of course, the Force had never once been concerned with his likes. When Deppa calmed him late that night, whispering in her fresher with the water running, Mace slumped in resignation. He listened as she ranted about how quiet and scared the child was, how he only responded to direct questions, and chose a name like it was of no consequence. "I want to help him, Master, but I don't know how." Mace had been expecting excitement over a sibling Padawan, or the sharp teasing that Deppa had subjected him to for 8 years. In the face of her genuine concern, he crumbled like a fragile house of cards. By the time the council reconvened, Mace's head was pounding with the deep certainty that everyone he knew was working against him. The child looked as small as the day before. He evaluated the exits just as critically and stood to sharp attention. Mace imagined the boy shadowing him through the temple halls, a step behind to his left with a short Padawan braid, and maybe even a smile. And he knew he was done for. He focused inwards and flicked at the remnants of his and Deppa's training bond. She sent him back a burst of gleeful amusement and smug satisfaction. Hopefully, this Padawan wouldn't be as much of a brat. "To see you again, good it is," Yaddle said, smiling. "Rest well, did you?" The boy bowed. "Yes, Master." He did an admirable job of keeping his apprehension off his face, despite what Mace could feel through his shields. "Choose a name, did you?" Yoda asked. "Yes, Master." They waited for the boy to say more. He gazed levelly back at them, even as he released a burst of impatience to the Force. Abruptly, Mace remembered Deppa's hushed comm call. Direct questions. He cleared his throat and tried his best to look unintimidating. The boy's eyes flashed to Mace, pale and guarded. "What name did you choose, Padawan?" Mace asked. "John Antilles, Master." It took a great deal of effort for Mace to keep his expression level. He could feel Plo releasing his amusement to the Force, and the rest of the council looked similarly nonplussed. John Antilles, of all names. He understood Deppa's frustration now. "That is an interesting choice," Jocasta New said delicately. John Antilles didn't shift his posture, but something like stubbornness tightened the line of his jaw. Mace was grateful enough to see some spark in the boy that he cut in. "It suits you, Padawan." The boy looked at him again, and Mace could feel the Force prodding them toward each other. There was a connection there, ready and waiting. He sighed, quiet enough that only Plo heard, and shot him a look of amusement. Mace stood and ignored Yoda's cackle. John tensed as he approached, shifting more onto the balls of his feet, ready to run. Mace stopped just outside of arm's reach and crouched down to the boy's eye level. "My name is Master Mace Windu." He stuck out a hand, taking note of the stifled flinch. Yaddle said the healers found no obvious signs of abuse, but the fear was worrying. John stared at his hand, glancing quickly up at Mace's face. The pause was long enough to be awkward, if not mildly offensive, coming from someone less obviously terrified. Mace waited, patient. Finally, John took his hand and squeezed. The boy's hand was small and calloused, as clearly adapted to a lightsaber as Mace himself. There were faint scars on his knuckles. John let go and nodded at him. He was rather endearing, if quiet. With Mace's luck, the quiet wouldn't last long. It shouldn't, at least, not for an 11-year-old. "We have decided that the best solution is to assign you a new master, preferably temple-bound for now as you adjust. Is this acceptable to you?" Mace asked. He kept his voice quiet and calm, relieved when John didn't flinch. "Yes, master." Mace hesitated. "Do you have any questions or preferences for a new master?" John tilted his head. He looked confused before he buried it. "No, master." That almost sounded like a question, and John flinched back. Mace stayed as still as possible, keeping his posture open. After a moment, John settled. Mace nodded, sharp and decisive. "Fine. John Antilles, would you accept me as your new master?" The boy froze, eyes wide. Almost frantically, he nodded. "Yes, master." Mace smiled, small and pleased. If anything, the boy's eyes got wider. John didn't smile back, but he did flush and look down at the ground. Mace rose to his feet and stepped to the side. He made sure to telegraph his motion before he put a hand on John's shoulder. The boy stiffened but didn't pull away. "Counselors," Mace said, turning toward them, "I would like to present my Padawan learner, John Antilles." The council looked generally pleased and, infuriatingly, amused. Yoda cackled. "Welcome to the temple, Padawan Antilles," Plo said warmly. End of chapter 3.